Hey, what's up, guys? Rich Tavishian here, host of the Rich Life podcast. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. I just wanted to mention something that that came up recently, and it came up from several people that I know and several people that I've met, and I just wanted to share it with you. So here's the thing. What you put into your mind is what you're going to become. What you put into your mind is what you're going to become. So what I mean by that is, if you listen to, for example, the news or the media or anything that's negative, what's going to happen is you're subconsciously going to digest that, and then you're going to process that night, and then the next day is going to be, you're going to have that information still in your head. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if I watch, this sounds like super corny, but if I watch, say, a horror movie, and if you like horror movies, fine. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you put information in your mind that doesn't serve you in a positive way, and again, you may enjoy horror films because that's what you like to do, but I'm giving an example maybe of the news or media that's negative news. The unfortunate thing is that as you put that information in your head consistently, like let's say that's part of your daily routine, which I would suggest that it's not. Let's say you watch the news every day and you see negative events and you see people dying and people getting hurt and people rioting and problems and this and that and that. It's sort of like when you're like, most people want to watch it because it's like watching a train wreck. Right? I mean, we gravitate as humans towards that because we want to know if we're in danger or not. And so by subconsciously, what we're doing is we're watching that intentionally just to see, to make sure that we're not in danger. Right? And so my suggestion to you is take a week for yourself. And if you can't do a week, try at least a day of being media free, of just not listening to the garbage on the news, the negativity on the news, the stuff that is not serving you in your life, especially if they don't align with your life, your personal core values. So if you remember in the last episode, I talked about personal core values. You have to make sure that you define them and then align to them and live that life. And so if you continue to listen to the news and watch the media and all that stuff that is not serving you, then you're not living in alignment, unfortunately. And here's the reality of things too. Would you want to hang around somebody that's constantly spewing out negativity? I think you know the answer to that is no. I don't want to be around negative people. I don't want to be around people that are, you know, discussing things that don't serve me in my life in a positive way. So that's my action item for you guys. If you're listening, try to take some time to disconnect yourself from negative news and negative media. And by the way, not all media is bad. There are websites, like there are happy news websites, there are positive websites. And what I'm not suggesting to is to just forget about that stuff. You have to know that if things are going on in the world. But what I'm saying is limit yourself to minimal, you know, limit yourself to the absolute minimum, just because if there is something going to happen, say a natural or let's say a hurricane, or there's a riot near your house, or there's this or there's that, you're most likely going to find out anyway from somebody, whether it's the police or your neighbor or a friend is going to contact you if there's an issue near you. So you don't need to constantly put the garbage news in your mind all the time. You don't have to. And the reason why I'm saying this too is, and I know people that do that, and unfortunately they can't break that habit. And what happens is, it's sad because whenever I'm around those individuals, I don't get energy from them. It actually drains my energy to be around those people. And if if one of your core values is to be more optimistic or positive or happy, would you want to be around that person that's spewing negative news to you or negativity to you? I don't think so. So now, there's a time and a place to be negative. There's a time and a place to be pessimistic. I get that. But why would you want to have that in your mind most of the time? I don't. So again, action item here, try to limit yourself to the negativity and to the news that you're listening to, because it's going to help you. And instead of listening to the news, listen to an inspirational podcast, or listen to a motivational YouTube video, or read a book that you want to read that's motivational, inspirational, or whatever you enjoy to do. Find an alternative to that habit. And really what it is a bad habit. Find an alternative to that bad habit, and you'll live a much better life. Take care.